The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on, Michael, in this middle of April 2019 weekend for you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Doug. How about yourself?
I'm doing really well, and, you know, Mike, it's halfway through April, right? Tax day is Monday, and, you know, everybody's doing their income tax returns, sending them in, and so that's going to be behind us, and baseball season's in full gear. The weather seems like it's breaking. Earnings are coming out for the first quarter of the year. It's pretty exciting out there right now.
And I think we're going to try to get our head above water for the first time on Tuesday, right? I mean, it's been so active and so crazy with everything going on with taxes in the first quarter and everything going on. It's just been extremely, extremely busy for us.
Great, though, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, we love it.
What's the alternative?
Being slow.
Right. Who wants that, right? But it's just been, you're right. It's been a crazy good time at our office.
Mike, it's been an interesting kickoff to the earnings seasons here, too. We've heard some very good earnings reports that have come out. And, you know, we heard some interesting news from companies out there. And, you know, I'm excited to see what holds for the remaining of the earnings season when we can kick it off in the fashion that we've kicked it off at to this point.
Yeah, you know, Doug, I love earnings season. I love hearing what the big U.S. corporations are saying. It's indicative of how the economy looks, what's going on in the economy. And I also feel, too, that a lot of times earnings kind of justifies or not justifies where the stock market is or isn't at the time. You know what I'm saying? And you know, the stock market trades and it trades on a whole bunch of emotion and this reason and that reason. But at the end of the day, it always, for me, boils down to how good are the earnings. And if the earnings are good, we're okay.
Yeah. Because, listen, to your point, a lot of emotion always comes into play when it's the markets. And when the news is good, it's good emotions, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
People are getting their statements through the door as well, Mike.
Yeah.
You know, we had as far as the markets are concerned, a very impressive first quarter of the year. So from my perch, your perch, I'm willing to believe that people are getting statements through the door that, you know, they're seeing their accounts back up to values that they were at, you know, previously towards the before we had to pull back in the market the end of last year. And I think there's a level of confidence that's probably going to be returning to people when they do get these statements in the mail.
Doug, you know, I think in a lot of ways, like everything that you and I talk about week in and week out on the show, I mean, the volatility over the last 6 months, right, October 1st through March 31st, I think basically says it all, right? Good and bad, because we always say volatility doesn't mean bad, right? Very volatile to the upside for the first quarter of the year. And I think, you know, when we're on here week in and week out and saying, hey, you can't time the markets and volatility or when things go bad, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, panic, but how about putting a plan in place and doing the right thing and having your stuff that meets your goals and objectives or your lifestyle, okay? That's I think it's very obvious what we're talking about of what took place over the last 6 months.
Yeah, you don't want to know something, Mike, is that it's something, I'm going to give you a stat here that may surprise you a little bit, is that in 2018, the year of 2018, we had 20 trading days when the S&P 500 moved 2% in the day. Now, that doesn't, it just means move 2%. It could have been 2% down. It could have been 2% up. But that happened 20 times in 2018. Well, through the end of March this year, it only happened twice.
Sure.
You know, but it felt like at the beginning of the year, it may have happened, it might have happened more than what the statistics are bearing out to us. Now, this is according to Morningstar that's reporting this data out to us here. And that's, you know, that's very, very interesting. And here's, you know, when you go back and you look, we were both, when we were looking at the statistics for this, a little bit surprised to learn that in 2017, there wasn't one day that had a 2% swing in the S&P 500 during that period of time.
And that was 17 was the year where the market was up dramatically, and I think it was up all 12 months, correct, if I'm not misspeaking here. Is that correct?
Yeah. In fact, Mike, the reality of the situation is that if you go back to November 8th of 2016 is when that whole streak of no, you know, 2% moves started. So it was actually 310, you know, trading days during that period of time when we didn't have a 2% move. And then last year, volatility picked up, you know, a bit. But then the previous years, from 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016, it was relatively, you know, calm, with only 2015 having 20 days, but everything else in all those other years were less than 10 days of 2% swings. So volatility has appeared, as of the first quarter of this year, has settled back down a little bit.
Yeah, and to me, that's a good thing for the person probably listening right now, right? Because I think volatility is the one word that kind of puts some fears into people, especially when it's to the downside, right? And they kind of start saying, what do I do? Is this bad? Is this, you know, is this going to be bad, or et cetera, so on. So less volatile, the better. But, you know, yeah, we'll see. I mean, so far, I mean, all good for 2019, in my opinion. I mean, it's just been, it's been very good. Volatility's down. Markets are doing well. We're getting the first quarter earnings here, so we're getting the report card on what the corporations did for 19. The first few coming out have been pretty good. So,
you know, Mike, it's very important to me that people understand. Well, first, it was very important to me and you. When I say me, I mean collectively us, that people look at their statements. That's number one. Number two is what's important to us is that people don't pay too much attention to the news, because there's one thing that low volatility does, and that rips the media sensationalism right out from underneath the media. You know, in 2018, there was plenty of people that, you know, we would speak to during the year, like, oh, markets all over the place these days, right? And yeah, okay. You know, so when you had 20 days out of the year that the S&P moved 2%, that's like less than two a month, all right? So really not that much, but the news can make you believe that it's better or worse than what it really is. So I think I'm happy to see this lowered volatility, because you don't get these, oh, market surged, market plunged stuff on the 6 o'clock news.
Yeah. And that's a great point. When you said market surge, we're also worried about you making bad decisions because you think the market's, you know, you're going to do, it's over exuberance, or you're making moves that you shouldn't be making, because again, it's your personal plan. It boils down to you. It's, you know, your risk tolerance, your goals and objectives, your lifestyle, if you're retired, that you're trying to maintain. And we don't want you making, for good or bad reasons in the market, making decisions that you shouldn't be making.
100%, Mike. And, you know, so what we need to do here is we need to remind our listeners out there that there's an opportunity for them to review their situation here and make sure that they're doing the right things that they're doing. Because one of the good things that happened at the end of last year with the market being pulled down is kind of, in my opinion, shook everybody a little bit. You know, you can get mesmerized and you can forget what could potentially happen. And when you get, you know, it's like, Mike, it's like we're watching baseball now, right? when there's a batter up at the plate that's been dominating and doing well, it's not uncommon that you see a pitcher throw one a little on the inside, you know, part there to give him a little, hey, don't forget, I'm still here.
Yep.
Well, that's what happened at the end of last year, is don't forget, this can still happen. You got a little reprieve here at the beginning of the year, and to not sit down and make sure that you have a strategy in place now is kind of silly for you to ignore the shot that we took across the bow.
Well, let's say, right, you and I, you know, I guess by now, folks, you can figure out we're absolutely want you, you know, on top of your affairs, doing the right thing, doing what Doug's saying here. And we're going to give you another reason to do it, right? Because April 15th is going to be in the books on Monday, and 2018 is officially put to bed, right, Doug? For most, you know, for practically everybody except you're out there on extension or something. And the first quarter of the year, a little more than the first quarter of the year, is already in the books. This is a great time to do that, to sit down and look at it, because it's pre-summer, so you're not caught up into the beautiful summertime and vacations and everything that people do. So you're in a chunk of time that really, to address 2019, why not?
And let alone just not 2019, Mike, just today and the future. Because there's a lot of you who are, I know, that are listening to the show right now that are planning on retiring. And there's a lot of you who already are retired. So if you're planning on retiring over the next year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years even, you know, if you're in that window and you know that you have X amount of dollars currently saved up that are critical to your success in retirement, well, don't let laziness and don't let complacency put you at a risk of that not happening for you. I heard it very well said by a friend of ours the other day when I was talking to him about, you know, retirement. And he said, Doug, when you think about it, there's really two types of retirements. There's an income-based retirement and an asset-based retirement. And I said, what do you mean by that? Isn't every retirement income-based? And he said, what I mean by that is that your retirement is either going to be based on guaranteed income you're getting from a pension and Social Security or, you know, some other source, or it's going to be based on you providing for yourself with the assets that you've accumulated in your retirement time. So that's what he meant. And then when you explain it out that way, it makes all the sense in the world. Now, the thing, Mike, is that the majority of our listeners out here right now are going to be asset-based retirees, where it's going to be dependent upon their own assets to get them through retirement time. So, but there is still Social Security, which is going to be on the table. So what you really need is a hybrid approach to your retirement, blending those all together. To me, it's the special sauce, buddy.
Yeah, you know, Doug, you're absolutely right. And it's, you know, it almost feels like, too, like when you're going to retirement, you're pulling pieces together, like whether it be, you know, your Social Security, which is based upon your work history and how much you earned and how much you put in. Well, what is that good for? And your assets that you accumulated, and how much can you generate off of that? And it's almost like kind of pulling these, you know, like you said, a sauce, a right. band pulling together, you know, the drums with the horn and trying to get the guitar and trying to make it happen. So you're 100%. That's a great way to say it. It's a hybrid.
We've never used the word properly, Mike, and we need to more. We've always been advocates of hybrid planning, if you will, mixing different things together to get it done. No one single strategy or product is right or wrong for everybody. The ideal way to do this is hybrid it, mix the stuff together. And I think that's where we bring huge value to the listeners and our clients out there, is we have the ability to build you a beautiful hybrid strategy.
Yeah, and you know, that's the trick to retirement too, right, Doug? Because most people have worked hard, they've done a good job, and that's the trick to it.
Mike, I want to remind everybody out there that they have the opportunity to have a complimentary consultation with us with no obligation or no cost. You just got to pick up the phone, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. You pick the phone up, you give us a buzz, we'll schedule a time that's mutually convenient for everybody to get together, whether it's in one of our offices or, you know, in the comfort and privacy of your own home, and we'll get together. Now, Mike, We're going to hop to a break, but I want to let everybody know, stay tuned in here. We got some great stuff coming up. This is going to be a great show. We're going to be talking about one of the pieces that we have to give out, and we talked about this several months ago. We're going to talk about it again because it got a huge response, the Fit Retirement piece. It really dovetails into what we just spoke about. Then we're going to talk about some things we've been discussing with, you know, other people, and, you know, and wrap up the show. So we're going to hop to a break right now, folks, and you know, when we come back, you're going to have some great stuff ready to listen to. So we will be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. And, you know, Mike, we're going to get rocking and rolling here and talking to people a little bit about retirement, because, you know, you have to really understand that. I'm going to make, you know, general statement that nobody's really ready for, you know, what's going on right now in the retirement world. Social Security and Medicare, everybody thinks that they're sinking to be more underfunded each and every day. And the reality is most Americans have not planned for retirement or saved enough money to last them for 30 years. Now, I'm not saying this to scare anybody, you know. The reality is we're just here to tell the truth. And the truth is you need to protect yourselves. And that's why we come on the show here. And we want to give you some ideas. We try to give you some tools, some strategies, things that can help you take control of your, you know, your situation. And the reality is, Mike, we can never solve the entire retirement problem, crisis that people are saying right on the radio here, right? It can't be done. But our goal is to start to get you along the path that's going to put you and your family in a position not only to survive retirement, but to make sure that it's the time of your life that you're really enjoying.
Correct. And, you know, Doug, when it comes to retirement and like we're talking about people just not being prepared, a lot of people get the basic strokes. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, there's a 401k at work. I just got a new job. That's a good thing. I should be putting money into my 401k for retirement. All right, I'll do it. I think I can come up with X per paycheck or X per month with my bills. And that's about as in-depth the planning goes sometimes. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, hopefully the money's going to accumulate. I'm going to keep putting it away. And over time, I'm going to have a pot of money. And then we spoke about for years, they don't know that, understand the transition of it all. You know, how do I transition this? How does this all play out during my retirement? So again, it's very, very basic, very, very watered down, the ideas of how to attack retirement.
And it's all wrong.
Right.
It really is. I mean, putting together the pieces for a satisfying retirement requires exploring important issues, you know, that impact your personal and your financial well-being. And the process may seem like a complex thing for a lot of people, like a, you know, a complex puzzle, Mike. But the reality is this, and we've been saying this for years and years. If we take it one piece at a time, right, and then we help and work to determine the retirement income strategies and retirement overall plans and visions and everything that you want it to be, that's the best way to do it. And there's an old saying out there, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Well, too many people, when they sit down and the whole concept of retirement, just a million, I can say to you right now, Mike, and I can say to the listener out there right now, what does retirement mean to you? And your mind could go in anywhere, in any direction at that point in time. It all depends on when I catch you, right? Mike, I could catch you. You and I are outside, you know, at a baseball game on a beautiful day, and you could tell me, you know what, in my retirement, I want to do more of this because it's at the moment, right?
Sure.
But I could also catch you at a bad time when maybe, you know, something financially wasn't right in the household, and I could say, what do you want your retirement to be like? And you're like, as long as I can just pay my bills, I'll be fine. Neither approach is right, but neither approach is wrong if they're done collectively. Make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Doug, and everybody has different aspirations, right? And I mean, you know, you ever hear somebody saying, I know you've heard it because you and I do this every day, I don't understand it, how my buddy can retire, but I can't.
Right.
Yeah, or my brother retired, but I can. He only did this, or he only had that. Well, because it's, in a lot of ways, Doug, it's complex. It's tied to your aspirations. Everybody has a different idea of what retirement means to them and what they need to get out of it.
You know, Mike, that's a great word, and we don't use it enough. Aspirations.
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, we spend too much time and we talk to people about what are your goals? Mm-hmm. And we've spoken about this on the show a million times. When people hear the word goal, they get overwhelmed. It's a goal. Oh, it's got to be a definitive thing, and I need to have an exact plan on how to accomplish it. I need to know when it needs to be accomplished by, because that's always drilled in your head. A goal without a deadline is just a dream.
And I need to work pretty hard to achieve it.
Right.
I need to work hard to get this goal.
But when it comes to and your years of employment and work, they're going to put goals on you because that's important to move the things along. But when we're talking about your lifestyle and your life that you want to have at retirement time, aspirations and ambitions are really what we're talking about here at the end of the day. Some people want to have big experiences when they retire, right? But they want to travel, they want to go on a cruise, you know, they want to help their grandchildren with their educational costs, purchase an RV. The list is could really be endless. Yet somebody else, their aspirations are not that. Their aspirations are, you want to know, I want to have a nice garden in the backyard. Yeah. I want to tinker around. I want my lawn to look pristine. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's no right or wrong aspirations when it comes to retirement.
You're right, but that lawn can cost more than a cruise sometimes. But Doug, the point being, too, is you need to have the aspirations and what do I want to do and all that. And then the other big wild card that's out there is health, right? And that could always throw a curveball into somebody's retirement, somebody's plans. But you got to do what you can control, right? Sometimes you can't control what's going to happen unexpectedly to your health, but you can control a lot of the other components of your retirement plan, and you need to be prepared.
You know, Mike, in 2016, the Bureau of Labor Statistics did a survey. And the survey was, how do retirees age 65 to 74 spend most of their day? And it's pretty, I don't find it to be shocking. There's nothing in here that I found to be like, oh, you got to be kidding me. But it's good data and information to look at. 9.5 hours sleeping and personal care, showering, you know, that kind of stuff. Okay. All right. 6.92 hours with leisure and sports. 2.5 hours of household activities. 1.3 hours of working or related activities. 1.26 hours spent on meals. Less than an hour purchasing goods or services. Half an hour caring for other people, so on and so forth. So, you know, we get down the line here. So the reality of the situation is that you're going to have a daily routine, I guess, for lack of a better way to refer to it. You're going to have a daily routine that's not the same as your aspirations in many cases, because your aspirations may be to go on a 2-month trip around the world. Okay. Well, that's fine. What do you do in the other 10 months? Like, what is your day-to-day routine going to look like? And our experience, and you got to understand something, folks, when we talk to you here. Mike and I have been in this business for a long time, the early 1990s. So when we tell you, you know, what our experiences are, it's not like these guys are, you know, two people who have, you know, 2 years of experience and wisdom under their belt. And what I'm telling you is that the people that I feel enjoy their retirements the most are the ones that sat and talked and thought about their lifestyles in advance of the retirements, that had a real vision in their head. This is what my lifestyle I want it to look like.
And you know what, Doug? I'm kind of proud to say that you and I spend a lot of time helping people trying to develop that. Not so much telling them what to do, but telling them to think about it and do it. And we've had discussions on the radio, we have it in public, in meetings, we've given out pieces about getting ready to what your retirement you want it to look like, because it's such a true component to your retirement plan. I mean, you just can't haphazardly think I'm going to do this.
You're spot on, right? 100%. So now, Mike, retirees, basically our experience shows us, as well as there was a study done by LIMRA. It's from the LIMRA Fact Book on Retirement Income from 2016, is there's mainly four sources of income that people have in retirement time. Let's just talk about these for a minute.
Sure. The first one being, Doug, the obvious one, Social Security.
We spoke about that at the beginning of the show, right?
Yeah. So that's, you know, I'm not going to beat that into the ground, but that's one of the sources, and it pertains to, I'm going to say, most people. Okay.
Now, hold on. Let's just be, you know, 42%. Okay. Is, you know, 42% of people's income comes from Social Security, according to this survey and research that LIMRA did.
Right. And that's a great number to also show what we talked about earlier. That's not meant to carry your entire 100% of your retirement plan.
No.
You're telling it's 42%.
Right.
It's not even half.
Yep.
Okay. Second on the list that they say is pension or retirement plan.
Okay.
Okay. And you know, pension's obvious, but the retirement plan would be, you know, 401k, 403b, et cetera, so on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that comprises 30%.
Right. So we're at 72% now. So where's the rest come from? Well, 11% will come from employment earnings. We are seeing that it's more and more common that people, although they no longer are working in a full-time job where they want to keep themselves busy because we stay more youthful now. So they're out there working. They're doing something, you know, a part-time job, something that they enjoy doing. And that is supplying them with about 11% of their income.
Sure. So, a dialed down job from your original job. You're doing something during the retirement years. The next one on the list is interest and dividends.
Yep.
So basically investment income. And that also comprises 11%.
Right. So, you know, now we're up to about 94%, Mike. The other 6% comes from various different, you know, places, wherever it might come from, like a gift, whatever, whoever, whatever, doesn't really matter. But the gist is that there's really four spots where people are generating their retirement income or have the capability to generate retirement income from. And, you know, we need to have that all together. But then, Mike, when we go down after that, now we have to identify where are the expenses coming from that you're going to have in retirement time, right?
Yep. And you know, the three pieces are, the first one would be is things that include recurring expenses like, you know, mortgage, rent, food, utilities, taxes, you know, the old staples of expenses that never go away.
Right. Right. You know, that's just the baseline, you know, what you need.
No way around them.
No way around it, you know? And then the next thing, Mike, that people have to consider is healthcare expenses. We're living longer and longer, so that usually means that we're going to have, you know, different and probably more healthcare-related doctor's bills or, you know, assisted living, that kind of stuff as we get on later in life. So that's another part of the puzzle.
And I think medications, too, Doug, play a big part of that puzzle.
100%.
Yep.
No doubt about it. You know, hey, listen, in the office, you know, the other day we were talking and, you know, because it's the beginning of the year, you know, my mother, who's, you know, on Medicare, was expressing to us, oh, yeah, now it's the beginning of the year and I got to pay more for my prescriptions, right. You know, so, you know, it's definitely a factor. And then this next part, what we're referring to now is the you've earned it expenses. I love that terminology. You earned it, man. All right. This is what you worked your lifetime saving your money. You earned it. What are you going to do? It's your hobbies. It's your travel. It's your entertainment. You know, those are things that are really that third piece of that puzzle. Now, what's really cool, Mike, is that all this stuff that we're talking about right now, well, a lot of the stuff that we're talking about right now is inside of a workbook that we can send out to the clients where they can kind of go through this, you know, at their leisure, at their home. And it's called Fit Retirement, and it's put out by our broker-dealer, Securian, which is really great. And we go through and we sift through all kinds of pieces and educational pieces to share with you all out there. And when we saw this one, we were excited about it. We were like, this really drives home the point that we feel and kind of identifies with our personal beliefs and wealth management group values on how to plan for retirement.
Yeah, and Doug, this is, to me, this is a very, very good piece when it comes to retirement. And I think, you know, to be able to have it, physically see it, everything that we're talking about will do a lot of justice to it.
So we'd love to give this out to you folks. So if you'd like a copy of this where, I mean, we haven't, I don't think we got through half of it right now. And, you know, this segment of the show is wrapping up. So, you know, if you would like to have a copy of this sent to you, our compliments, no obligation, no cost, no nothing, pick up the phone and give a call. 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up. Say, hey, guys, could you send me out, you know, a copy of the Fit for Retirement piece you were talking about? We'd be happy to send you out a hard copy of it. Our compliments. Leave your name, your telephone number, and your address with the board operator or the voicemail, and we'll get it right out to you. And it really is a fantastic piece. And honestly, Mike, it's been several weeks since we've – maybe several months now since we've offered out, you know, a good piece to people for their, you know, for their education and, you know, motivation.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a nice piece, Doug, and hopefully, you know, folks take advantage of it.
Yeah. All right. So again, if you'd like a copy of the piece, happy to mail it to you. 855-262-3722. Let's hop to a break.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back, and hope you enjoyed the last segment of the show there. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, Doug, I did too. And, you know, why don't we remind the folks that, you know, if they would like to receive that piece, they can certainly get it from us.
Yeah, we would love to send that out to you. Again, it's the Fit Retirement piece that we spoke about in the last segment right there. I'd love to send it out to you. 855-262-3722 is the telephone number to call to get that. 855-262-3722. And leave your name and your address, your telephone number, and we'd be happy to get that out in the mail. It's a really nice piece.
Yeah, I think so, Doug. It gives you, you know, really lets you see how things add up during the retirement years.
Yeah, totally. Hey, Mike, we're into the segment of the show now that we really, I enjoy it. We tell people what we've been up to recently. And if it's okay with you, I'd like to kick it off this week, if you don't mind, because I had a meeting with some new folks who came in during the week on Tuesday. And 58 years old and 53 years old. All right, husband 58, wife 53. Very uncertain about where they stood, you know, financially. Did a great job of paying for their kids' college educations throughout their years and really kind of, for lack of a better word, neglected themselves going into this. But as so often does end up being the factors after you start to sit down and you talk to people is that even though they didn't have a structured plan in place, and they do need a structured plan in place, they're in a much better spot than they really believed that they were.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, that's part of the confusion is people don't understand where they are, where they should be, and they have different it's really because of different expectations, right? They think either we find expectations are way too high or way too low. And never really what they should be.
And it was another situation, Mike, where different smaller accounts around. And I think that this is one of the culprits that we see with so many of you out there listening to the show right now, is that you have pockets of money sitting around. You may have one that's got $50,000, one that's got $70,000, one that's got $30,000. And you think that, yeah, it's not much, but that's 150. You know what I'm saying, Mike?
Sure.
So, and we know that. I mean, we see it all the time, people coming in. All of a sudden, we start adding it up. We're like, all right, well, that's not so bad. Now we're adding this. That's not so bad. Now we're in that. That's not so bad. And time again, people tell us, I've never taken the time to look at it in an aggregate like that.
Yeah, they kind of pass judgment on each individual account. And like you said, Doug, it's the old adage of, you know, a lot of small potatoes make a meal.
Right.
You know, and they don't see the meal. They just see each little small potato as we go along.
Yeah. And Mike, another group of people, clients that we sat with this week, that I sat with this week, not clients, I hope they become clients. They have old IRAs that they did back in the day that are sitting at the bank, and they had no idea what, you know, what they were. And they had a collection of CDs. These folks, each one had five. Okay, so 10 CDs in the aggregate. When I showed them what their interest rate was in all of this, it was just abysmal. They were taken back when they saw how little interest they were actually generating. But what had happened is these people, it was old school, put $2,000, put $3,000, put $4,000 in the IRA at tax time. Oh, I got to run down to the bank and do it. Never explored out into the financial universe, if you will, to see if there were other places that they could put their money or other things that they could do with it. And I got to alert people about that. You know, we used to talk about that a lot, Mike, the dead asset IRAs, if you will, that were opened up at banks and just sitting in money market funds or CD funds or, you know, something of that nature where there may be a better alternative for folks.
Yes. And like you said, Doug, a lot of that came from back in the day, you know, going to sit with the accountant. You need to open an IRA. Well, what do I need to do? Well, just go to the bank. Tell them you want to open an IRA. And so you get not only unproductive money, you get a lot of paperwork, too, because each one kind of extrapolates out into its own piece of paper. So it wasn't like, right. Oh, you open an IRA, and every year I just kept adding money to it, and over time I got $30,000 there. So you're getting paperwork. A lot of times it's CDs that mature on different dates. You're getting notices. So even from a paperwork standpoint, kind of a nightmare when you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, like, just make things confusing.
Yeah. So, you know, two different situations right there, but two things that I wanted to talk to the people about. And there's a lot of people, Mike, in that category of the first couple that I was talking about where their children are now, you know, done with college or done with their, you know, their educations. And it's time to, even if they didn't pay for all their education, they pay for some of their education, it's time for them now to focus on themselves and make sure they're doing the right things. There's a whole bunch of people out there like that that are, I'm going to say, a little discouraged or maybe even depressed about it when it hits them that, okay, we really haven't done anything. And we have to make sure that they know that there's an opportunity for them and somebody to turn to move ahead in the right direction with this.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's vital.
What you been up to?
Well, you know, Doug, it's funny. We always say, like, you come across one and we always end up getting a couple. You know what I've been picking up on and I sat with somebody and I got a call this week is, and it has to do with almost kind of like what you just said in a sense, people having a retirement plan at work and that plan getting terminated and they have to open up another plan. In other words, the employer changing whoever was sponsoring the 401k to 403b plan and making a change.
Mm-hmm.
And again, people getting confused because now it's like kind of taking their eye off the ball. Well, I have this old plan that has this, and now in my new plan, I got this, and I'm adding to this, and they're not getting the whole, it's got to all work in concert, add up together, you know, we're still striving for the same goal. And I'm finding that people are getting, and it's not by their own choice. It's by the employer saying, hey, we're switching plans now. We're changing plan sponsors. And they're ending up with multiple retirement accounts at their job.
Yeah.
And they don't know, what do I need to do? What can I do with this? Et cetera, so on.
One of the biggest problems, you know, and is not just the people in the circumstance where you're referring to where the employer made the change, but where you changed employers and you have assets sitting behind, you know, old 401k sitting behind, well, that you don't pay attention to, old 403b, you know, whatever it is, sitting behind. And yeah, I'm at a new employer now. And I get the statement in on that one. Yeah, all right, you know, what have you. And it's not part of an overall strategy. And, you know, it's kind of gets left to fend for itself.
Yeah, you know, Doug, and that's one way, but I just got to say, and a couple of cases I've come across, it seems like it's been happening at hospital employees and teachers.
Right.
Don't ask me why. It just so happens.
Because everything in our world seems to happen in bunches.
You know, but I'm just saying, you know, and it's where folks are saying, like, I have this old dormant plan. I have this old plan. You know, it's being, you know, not contributed to anymore. So I don't know, you know, what have you been up to? I hit a few of those that people are in. I'm like, what's going on here? All of a sudden, like, you know what it is? I think the world of employee-sponsored plans is getting very competitive,
mm-hmm.
People chasing it. Employers are making changes of who's managing the plans. We're seeing things change, and it's leaving their employees with an old plan.
Yeah, you know, it happens over and over again. And then, Mike, a great appointment this week. Client came in and told me, My wife submitted her notification that she's retiring in the end of August. I will be letting my employer know in 3 months that I will be retiring in November. We're off into the races.
Yeah, it's good. Another successful retirement, you know, and that's what it's all about.
And, I mean, listen, very exciting because these people are 62. You know, they're not, you know, they're not 65, 68, 70, you know, whatever it is. That's what they are. So it's really exciting when we get to see people reaching a point where they're, you know, they're kicking their objectives into gear and they're getting ready to rock and roll with it. And they want to get things going, you know, to the lifestyle that they desired the entire way. And I think that it's important that, you know, people know that we do a ton of retirement strategy work out there for people. And that's really, you know, something we enjoy doing.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, to me, you know, I think it's a photo finish between, you know, people retiring and the college checks being cut out of the 529 plans for the education, which makes us happy and excited for the work that we do, right? Nothing's better when they come in, they're pumped up, I'm going to retire, and I'm letting them know, and the whole deal, or when they call in and say, hey, give me some of that money for the college, and it's already there for them. It's rewarding.
Yeah, I think, Mike, the three things that I find that I enjoy, the that I get satisfaction out of are, and we've spoken about this, just like you said, I really enjoy when money is saved up for education for children and it's there and they don't have to take a loan or they have to take a smaller loan or whatever the situation may be. I love that. I love when people come in and they tell us, I'm ready to retire and there's a strategy in place for them and they know that. And I really do also enjoy, Mike, in a different kind of way, it's a different kind of enjoyment, is that settling an estate for a client when I know it's set up properly and it's all done. And I say it's enjoyment in a different way because it's really sad because our client passed away, right? But it happens to everybody. Nobody's getting out of here alive. So when it does happen and then you see that the strategies that you recommended and the things that you told them to do come together and it all goes smoothly, it's something that I'm very, very, you know, proud of, and I get a lot of satisfaction out of.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, you know, that's another way of just settling things up. But, you know, anyway, it's just always rewarding when there's something that people are excited for, like you're talking about the people with the retirement. That's great.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, you know, we're recording this show. There was a dinner on Thursday night, which was absolutely fantastic, right? Mm-hmm. It was a great night, great people. Aqua Blue down in Toms River really, really was, you know, wonderful. But we still have another one coming up next Thursday night at Barker Restaurant in Mountain Lakes. And folks, if you'd like to come out and you'd like to attend that dinner, you know, we're going to do a presentation about retirement investment strategies. It's about 90 minutes long. You know, foods, you know, you get food, you know, at the restaurant, you come out. And it really, really is, I think, an enjoyable evening where it's not about product and it's not about all, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's about strategies. And it's something that I think that people get a lot of value from.
Sure. It sure is.
So if you'd like to attend that dinner at Barker Restaurant, there's no cost, there's no obligation to it. That'll be Thursday night at 6:30, Barker Restaurant, Route 46 in Mountain Lakes. Give the office a call at 732-340-1410. That number again is 732-340-1410. Let us know your name and how many people will be attending the dinner. There are some seats left for the Barker one, and we would like for it to be a full house. So if you've been, you know, kicking it around or thinking about it, don't hesitate. Come on out and join us.
Sure, absolutely.
All right, we're going to hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You're hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722.
3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us today as we stroll on into the final segment of the show here. And Mike, you know, we come on here and we started the show and we told them, you know, that we want to educate and motivate them. And, you know, that's what we try to do every single week. But what we really want to do when we come out here, I guess in a sense, and just think about this, what I'm going to say for a second, Mike, is we really want them, we want the listeners to believe in themselves. Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, we really want you to believe in yourself and the fact that you can, you know, accomplish your aspirations if you want it. You can take control of what you want to do. Now, we get it. Retirement can be a very confusing and, I mean, let's face it, potentially dangerous time. And as we said earlier in the show when we were talking about it, you know, there's some 70 million Americans now that are, you know, reaching retirement, uncharted waters that have never been seen before.
Yeah, that's all true. And, you know, you can attain your aspirations, okay? And it's just a matter of, like you said, it's confusing. It's a little intimidating. We understand all that, you know, but it doesn't mean that you can't succeed. Not at all. And you're right. In a lot of ways, you do have to believe in yourself.
You do. And Mike, it's different now than it's ever been before, in my opinion. It really, really is different now. There's totally new risks that people didn't have to consider before. And I'm not just talking about market risk. You know, you got longevity risk, inflation risk, you know, all that kind of stuff is there for you. And many critical decisions have to be made that could potentially have a big impact on you and your family's future. None of it's beyond you. You've got the power to take care of it. And with some good knowledge, a solid strategy in place, and some discipline, you can navigate and get to this. And actually, you might have some fun along the way while you're doing it.
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. And, you know, but again, Doug, you know, we're trying to motivate. We're trying to educate you, get you going. But really, what do they need to do? What's the first step to get this thing to do what you're talking about?
Well, you know something, Mike, is that the first step is they've got to reach out to us, all right? And it's our job to make sure that they understand that we're here. You all out there, you've worked hard. You deserve to enjoy the retirement time of your life. And the ideas that you get from our radio show, they can help you. I really do believe that they can help you along the way. They can, you know, make the fear and stress a little bit less or maybe even go away, because if you take some of the information, you'll have a better understanding of what you're doing and why you're doing it and where it can lead you.
Yeah, and that's important, Doug. And again, to you know, just get rid of that stress is really where it begins.
You know, Mike, and so you said, you know, where do they start? And it's really important for the listeners to know out there that you're not alone. You don't have to go on this journey alone. We told you at the beginning of the show, Mike and I have been in this business since the early 1990s. You know, together we have, you know, over a half a century of experience combined. And we've had the privilege of helping hundreds of people enjoy this, you know, wonderful time of their lives called retirement. And we'd love to help the listener too. And you are always welcome to come in for a complimentary, no obligation, no cost, no strings attached, you know, consultation at one of our offices, be it in Clark, New Jersey, in Martinsville, in Parsippany, in Manasquan, in Manhattan, in, you know, we've got meeting facilities all over the state, as well as we make house calls. We'll come to your house and we'll sit with you and we'll go over this stuff with you. All you need to do is pick the phone up and give a call to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. You pick up the phone and you say, hey, guys, I'd like to take advantage of what you're, you know, you're offering for us there and, you know, come out and see you. You'll get a chance to talk to us. You're going to learn some new ideas, right? There's no real downside. There's three potential outcomes from the meeting, Mike.
Go ahead.
You love what we have to say to you. We like you. You like us. We start to work together. Number one. Number two is, we like you. You like us. The time's just not right to start to work together. Number three is, you hate us, we hate you, and we both run away screaming and want to get away from the situation, which rarely happens, right? But, you know, all fun there, there's opportunities there. And those are really the three outcomes that can come from, you know, sitting down and going over this stuff.
Yeah, it's, Doug, that's well said, right? I don't want to call them, that's the downside, but
right.
That's it. Those are your choices.
Right. So, you know, the opportunity's there. Pick up the phone, give a call, 855-262-3722. To 855-262-3722 to come out and sit with us and schedule a time to get together. We'd love to sit with you. Anything else you want to add, Mike?
I'm good.
All right. That's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. Take advantage of the opportunity. We'd love to meet with you. And until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for Your Financial Future.